Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about the ladder to space. Interesting thing about cords, they have weight. If you were to go up in a hot air balloon and take one long strand of spaghetti and start reeling it out, eventually the weight of the spaghetti that's already been wheeled out would be so heavy that it would break the chain of spaghetti. Well, if you go up higher and use a rope, same thing. Eventually the rope will break. If you use a metal cord, same thing. The strongest material for tensile strength, for stretchiness, is carbon fiber, pure carbon graphene. Graphene is strong enough that if you were to take it up 22,000 miles above the equator and unroll it, one ball going up, one going down, you could have tied to the earth the graphene all the way into space and out 44,000 miles. And it would be balanced. And then you could just hook on a spacecraft and essentially run it up. It would take, instead of burning all this fuel, it would just take electricity to send the craft into outer space. But there's a problem with that. We can't make graphene that pure, that strong, yet. Now, when the Brooklyn Bridge was being built, there was a scam artist that would take very high quality steel cables, have them inspected, and then switch the inspection to lower quality steel cables that were cheaper, and those would be installed on the bridge. And the same high quality cables he had inspected multiple times. He was making a good amount of money scamming the system. Well, when this was found out, they had the option of ripping out all the cables that were already on the bridge, reinspecting them, and then installing only the high quality ones. But the designer of the bridge said, no, we'll just install more. So they put in more cables, knowing that the lower quality cables were still good. They just weren't good enough to stand on their own. So they had support with the high quality cables. Well, in that same vein, if we were to start manufacturing in space the graphene ribbon to go down to the Earth at the 22,000 mile point, we start building it there and going up and going down so it's all balanced. But instead of building it very thin at that zero G point, build it very thick. And as you get down toward the Earth, every 1,000 miles or so, you make it a little bit thinner, a little bit thinner, a little bit thinner. So the total weight at the bottom and the total weight at the top is less. So this cord will still not break. We don't have the quality to build the thin ribbon at the same thickness the whole way. But at the center, where the most tensile strength stress is going to be, we could have it much, much thicker. And then as it goes away from there, the amount of tensile stress will be less and less as it gets down to the earth. So it can become thinner and thinner and thinner as it gets to the earth. So then we can hook on those satellites and send them into orbit very, very cheaply. Yes, the ladder to space is possible, even with today's technology. It just would take a lot more material than using the high quality graphene sheets that we don't have access to yet. One day, yes, we could build it all with a very highest quality graphene. But right now, we have the lower quality graphene We just need to use more of it, and we can build that ladder to space today. This has been the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.